Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
DC Sports not good last night. Little DC deucing. Two teams play, two teams lose. But my biggest concern is the elbow of Artemi Panarin. Is it okay? Like, you saw the dirty play that TJ Oshie ran his face right into it. Like, I can't believe 77 had the audacity to do such a thing. I mean, I suspect any moment there'll be a fine from the league. Of course, I'm being facetious. If somebody's smart enough, by the way, just real quick, Rangers are the better team. They're probably going to win this series. They deserve to win last night. You can't have a power play where you give up a garbage turnover, turns into a tic-tac-toe shorthanded goal and expect to win a playoff game. The Rangers are better. This is not an excuse. They deserve to win, and again, they probably will win. If you can explain to me why TJ Oshie had to leave the ice when the concussion spotter spotted contact that would result in a concussion, and then there are no repercussions. If you can explain that to me adequately, you deserve a prize. If that's your rule sucks. No one gets to leave the office till we change it. If that's the correct application of that rule, everyone should be fired who wrote it, and we should start over. Start the whole thing over. That was so unbelievably egregious to me last night. It's the only thing I can think about. Again, Rangers are better. They deserve to win last night. They're up 2 games to none. That is the correct result. They deserve to win. That was so stupid and I'm apoplectic. I cannot think about anything other than how stupid that sequence was. Back to you, Grant.
Yeah, it's outrageous to take away a penalty and to say that nobody's going to the box in terms of the Rangers, Artemi Panarin. It's more egregious to me, though, that out of that sequence,
the one result, yeah,
very, very normal in hockey, guy gets hit. In this case, it's a guy you're already wanting to protect because of all the concussions and all of the upper body trauma and all of the back and neck issues that TJ Oshie has had. His boys are in their fields. They're going to take his back. Generally, you're going to take a capital with you to the box, but you're going to penalize Artemi Panarin more minutes, and so there's going to be a power play because they were the team that started it, essentially. For the Capitals to go to the penalty kill after a headshot to Oshie was an outrage. I mean, it was just utterly preposterous. To your point, starting with that or only focusing on that feels like we're saying that's why they lost the game, and that's not why they lost the game. They lost the game because their power play has been bad. In fact, it was a liability last night. They're lucky they only gave up the one goal on the OV turnover.
Yeah,
on a power play, which looked more like a penalty kill at times. They did score a goal on the power play, so you'll look at the numbers after last night and go, oh, it was fine. It really wasn't. I mean, it was a real problem again for them. And special teams is so lopsided in the Rangers' favor. Coming into the series, Danny, we talked about this. Washington had to play at even strength, where they are still not as good as the Rangers, but you could get some bounces, you can muck it up, you could slow it down, you could trap in the neutral zone, you can be annoying and heavy and be within a goal enough in this series that some things could bounce your way. The top three power play unit and top three penalty killing units of the Rangers are just decidedly better than you are on special teams. And the parade to the penalty box by this team has been a joke.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the calls are very obvious, easy calls. Now, I am annoyed in general by the number of penalties both ways. This does not feel or look like the playoffs. It feels like an October-November game because there's constantly a team on the power play. Somebody gets called 2 minutes after that. The other team gets theirs, and we even it out. Enough with the whistles. Just let's play some 5-on-5 hockey. But some of the penalties the Caps are taking, you can't not call them.
Absolutely. I thought that Nick Dowd penalty was garbage, to be honest with you. I thought hockey happened.
Yeah, there were.
They call roughs.
I think there were a couple bad calls last night.
And those are the ones where we. And again, if a Ranger's doing the same thing, I'd go, let's swallow it on that one and let the boys play a little bit.
There was an early call. It led to, I think, the Rangers' goal on the power play, their first of the series. Early last night on Obey Kubel coming back.
The hooking
back,
penalty.
They called a hook. That's a terrible call. But a lot of them, like the high stick, even on Oshie that got missed, should have been a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the John Carlson cross check. Very obvious.
Yes.
Like, there have been a couple where you go, sorry.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do, right?
Go over there and sit down for a couple minutes. You did something stupid. The Ferravari penalty was a dumb penalty defensively that they took, but they've done it too much. They're in the box too much. I will say that playing on the road at the number one seed President's Trophy winning team, being in the box as much as they were, to lose by a goal 4-3 and to basically have the puck in the offensive end for the last 90 seconds trying to tie the game. There's a lot you can take out of that, I think, if you're Spencer Carberry coming home now, to say, guys, we're right here. If we play a little smarter, a little more disciplined, we could beat this team, and it's a 2-1 series, and now we're right back in this thing. So I don't feel nearly as down as I did after game one, where I just thought they kind of got dominated and couldn't get anything going. Their first several minutes last night were excellent.
Mm-hmm.
McMichael scores the goal. LaPierre flied around, played great. There was a lot I liked last night, actually. But my God, man, enough with the penalties. This is one of the most disciplined teams in the league this season. You wouldn't know it watching this series. They are taking stupid penalties over and over.
And I wonder, you know, how the Rangers deserve credit for that. Maybe putting you in an adverse spot. Maybe you feel like you got to do too much. I don't know.
You're right. You're outskilled.
Right.
They got more speed. Some of that's going to happen.
But, yeah, I don't know. That Oshie Panarin sequence, I can't. It short circuits my brain to the point. All I want in life, and this is in life, dude. This isn't just a sporting thing. In
you
life,
said in hockey, right?
This is life. This little thing that we're all doing for as long as we get.
Movie with Martin Lawrence.
I need for a great pull and Eddie Murphy. And there's also a movie called Life with Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal and a couple other guys about like this thing in outer space that evolves really quickly and eats people and got to Earth, and it was a bad scene.
Not familiar.
Anyway, point of the dude's story is I need it to make sense. Whatever it is, whatever your rule is, I want an even application of the standard. Whatever the rule is, we'll all figure it out. We'll all figure out what your rule is. The whole point of this exercise is to prevent what happened. You got the concussion spotters. You got the guys that are going, hey, there's contact to the head. You don't get concussed on the chest shot. You don't get concussed because someone hit your shoulder.
Well,
you don't get concussed because there's a knee.
But what they said was incorrectly, in my opinion, was that the head came after the body. And that's kind of their point.
Well, when your elbow's going up towards the head, it might end up happening. You might go up the escalator one time. I'm not yelling at you. You're doing your job. You're very friendly. You're very nice. We get along really well. You're a good person. Kiss 100% of my butt with that. I don't care what was first. The head was hit by the elbow of the man. Sit his ass down for a requisite number of minutes. Put him there. And if you're overzealous with it, okay. If Tom Wilson had done that, and I hate this line of argument, but if Tom Wilson had done that, they would have taken his pads and his stick away and suspended him for the next 6 years. And they maybe would have jailed him, would have put him in some basement gulag where he had to write notes on toilet paper that he freeze-dried in order to get the word out that he was starving and in need of someone to come rescue his ass. Ridiculous. I will not get over it. I'm so upset. Back to you.
Yeah. If they took the penalty away and said, we think he hit chest before head, my reaction would have been, what a disaster. You've got to be kidding me. Please do better. Wes McCauley is the angel Hernandez of the National Hockey League. I'm so over this guy. To send the Capitals after the commercial break to the box, and only Mikey's going, so you're on the penalty kill? blood boiling.
Locker's reaction was perfect.
What did Locker say?
He screamed, "What?" Not like Little John,
yeah,
like announcing his presence. He screamed, "What?" at the top of his lungs. And as Joe B's going, "So they're going to send Connor McMichael to the box," he's going, "You've got to be kidding me!" Like, losing it.
The reason I didn't hear that is I had clicked over to the national ESPN telecast,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, and I hate what I'm about to say, but we sound like homers already, mm-hmm. you know, and I think everything we're saying is correct for the record, if I may. The ESPN telecast is so unbelievably pro-Rangers. It is insane. Have you listened to any of
them? I haven't, no. I've watched the boys.
Again, everyone does this where they think you hate their team. I'm not saying they dislike the Capitals, but the amount of Ovi trolling. It's like, "I wonder if Ovechkin will make a contribution tonight," thing actually said out loud. Fox is one of the Rangers. His name's Fox. They called him Foxy in the middle of the play-by-play call. They're like, "Foxy with the puck behind the net." I'm sorry, who?
One of your best buds, one of your pals.
Foxy, get the hell out
Foxy
of here.
Foxy Cleopatra from Austin Powers?
Anyway, but I clicked over just to see what they were saying, because I know how I feel. I know how Joby and Locker are probably going to feel. We're seeing this thing, I think, correctly, but also through some red-colored glasses in a way. Let me see what they're saying nationally. And they also thought, well, not nearly as adamantly, that they're pretty surprised by how the minutes got dulled out.
Well, Panarin's such a good guy doing that bit. Yeah, and
but
for the
I
next...
always come back to, you just said this. What if Tom Wilson did that? And everyone goes, "Well, he's got a priors and a past history." Part of the past history is flawed for the same reason. Every time he does something on the borderline, he gets life for the speeding through the school zone. Whereas Artemi Panarin's just like, "Oh, your driving record's good. You get off." You get pulled over 6 times and never get a ticket because your driving record's good. You're not that good of a driver,
yeah,
but
Panarin
you got
had
nothing to show for
it. He had to stay on the ice for the power play. Like, what? Like, I will get over it. And again, if you're just tuning in, the Rangers are better. They deserve to win. This is not why the Capitals lost. The Rangers are better. I will not get over that. Like, I need, like, the NBA, as flawed as it is, and there's a billion flaws, and to me, I've never been less in love with the product. I love basketball still. I'm still tuning into the NBA playoffs, which actually been pretty good here this first round.
Been very good.
At the end of that Knicks 76ers game, at least the NBA comes out and they're like, "Hey, man, there was a couple fouls that went against Maxey that weren't called.
Hockey
it was really bad.
Have that club in the bag.
Bring me that now.
Double down, triple down, quadruple down." Them and baseball went to the same university when it comes to admitting your mistake.
Say our bad. I'll live with it. I'll live with it. Just say it. Say it. Right now. Say it. Today. Bettman, whoever's in charge up there, find a spokesman. Find someone that's really handsome, that takes great questions, and is like, you know, looks really good in a suit to tell me. Break the news to me that you messed up. I'll be fine. It's the idea that people are skipping to work today like they did their jobs correctly is infuriating to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.